Day 9, December 8th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 40 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Jane Holtzclaw, Class of 2025. It is Thursday morning. I am sitting at my dining room table trying to focus on writing my sermon. I have just returned from a morning run at a local lake during which my mind was churning. How was I going to preach this Sunday? Yesterday, a shooter shot through the stained glass window of a Catholic church in Minneapolis, killing two children and wounding many others as they sat with their teachers for Mass. I'm upset and distressed. How does one preach a loving and compassionate God without appearing shallow when too many children are dying at the hands of violent adults? With these thoughts occupying my mind, I'm looking at Psalm 40. How is it relevant to us now? The psalm is one of praise, while at the same time seeking God's presence and help in a time of despair. Not unusual for a psalm, but I realize that the structure is different. Rather than beginning with a plea for help, followed by praise, the psalmist reverses the order. Praise is followed by pleas for God's help, followed by further praise, then another plea. Throughout the Hebrew Bible, there is a cycle of gloom, doom, and destruction, followed by healing and recovery. Perhaps this psalm, as much by its roller coaster structure as its content, is a reminder that a life of faith has its ups and downs. The question, God, why this? Doesn't have an answer. But history assures us that God hasn't left us, even though God may seem absent. In his resurrection and afterwards, Jesus appeared to leave but kept coming back, again and again and again. Today's prayer. Lord, when we are overwhelmed by the ways of the world, open our eyes to see your light, so that we may share the strength of your presence with those alongside us. Amen.